We're going to start the show off with some developments in the war in Syria. It's been grinding on for 7 years now. At this point, Idlib in the north of Syria on the Turkish border, it's the last rebel stronghold in the country. And President Bashar al-Assad recently announced a major offensive on the city. But there is word today of an agreement between Russia and Turkey for a demilitarized buffer zone around Idlib. We're going to hear more about that in a few minutes. There are 3 million people living in Idlib, and some of them have already been displaced from other parts of Syria, where Bashar al-Assad's government has taken control. Reporter Rasha Elas has been following one Syrian family for the past 5 years, 30-year-old Mohammed Hamedan and his wife and children. They're in Idlib now, but they used to live in the outskirts of Damascus.
In October of 2013, I smuggled myself into a rebel-held area of Damascus called Ghouta. I had arrived there after a massive gas attack killed 1,700 people, many as they slept. I first met Mohammed Hamedan in the streets of Ghouta. He was 25 years old at the time and had survived the chemical attack because he lived a few miles from where it happened. He showed me the neighborhoods where the apartment buildings were destroyed from repeated government airstrikes.
The devastation of one building is difficult to describe in words, but half the building is gone. There's a washing machine. There's half a kitchen that's visible with cabinets that are blackened. There are pots and pans.
We go around the block and he shows me his own apartment, which had recently been bombed and reduced to rubble. Mohammed had been living in this rebel-held area for a few months, but he grew up on a farm over 100 miles north of here. He had been doing his military service in Assad's army when the civil war broke out. Then he defected to the rebel side. Inside another apartment, we shared a meal with other rebel fighters. It consisted of a few olives, a piece of bread, and a fried egg. In rebel-controlled Ghouta, food and supplies were scarce. And for the first time in my life, I experienced hunger. As we ate, Mohammed played revolutionary music, and the shelling outside didn't stop. A few months ago, Assad's forces took back Ghouta and some 40,000 Syrians were forced to evacuate. They rode in buses under Russian military escort for 200 miles north, all the way to Idlib, the last rebel territory in Syria. Mohammed and his wife, Bayan, and their two toddlers were among them.
Ahlan, ahlan, Rasha.
I recently reached Mohammed and his family on Skype. He and his wife told me the journey to Idlib was a difficult one. Along the way, regime supporters threw rocks at us and made threatening and rude gestures. As we chat, 3-year-old Maria can be heard babbling in the background. In Idlib, Mohammed reunited with his parents for the first time since he joined the rebellion. His mother told me that she felt joy, but also sadness. Her brother and his pregnant wife and their 6 children were detained by the regime and have since disappeared, and 2 of her nephews were killed in the fighting. I was so happy to see my brother and son after 6 years, she says, but I really feel devastated because after all that struggle, it was all for nothing. So many lives have been lost for nothing. Mohammed and his family have made a life in Idlib. His father has opened a grocery store and his mother is a seamstress. Until recently, life in Idlib has been relatively peaceful. But Assad's forces are closing in to take this last rebel-controlled area of Syria. And Mohammed says everything will change. At this moment, there are no airstrikes here, he says. The warplanes are bombing farther south, but at any minute they can come back, and people believe a chemical attack is imminent. We just don't know exactly when. The ground in Idlib is rocky, so the houses have no basements. If the bombing does come, there will be no place for the family to hide. For the world, I'm Rasha Elas.
Rasha spoke with the Hamedan family last week before today's announcement from Russia and Turkey. The two countries say they've agreed to establish a demilitarized buffer zone around Idlib. And a reminder of what's at stake. The United Nations says there are nearly 3 million people in Idlib, and it's worried there would be a humanitarian catastrophe if the Assad government launches an all-out attack. That attack may now be on hold.